All right, here we are on a Thursday morning. We've been spending a lot of time this week talking about Lexington, which is our town of the week. And one of the biggest draws in Lexington in the last several years has been the Lexington Village Theater. And joining us right now is the manager of the Lexington Village Theater and its associated businesses as well, Colin Westbrook. Colin, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing well. This has been such a tough time for those in the entertainment industry because there's no shows. How difficult have these last 3 months been, not just not being open for shows, but having to juggle schedules and reschedule things?
Yes, you're absolutely right. You know, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that I think people might not realize. There's a lot of the logistics behind it, both on our end as a venue as well as from the artist's point of view. I mean, when we talk to the agents and these bands, they're struggling just as much as we are. They have to reschedule, you know, sometimes whole tours or their entire summer schedule. And sometimes it also doesn't just affect our theater. Say we had a particular band coming in September to Lexington. Maybe that show might still be able to happen in the future. But if their other shows around us were canceled, ours end up getting canceled as well. So it truly has been a work in progress to deal with this pandemic.
I mean, it'll be a year or so, I think, just to kind of weed through all those details and get everybody back on schedule. It's interesting, Colin, because, I mean, Lexington, it's a small town in Michigan's thumb. It's not really on the way to anything, so it's not like, hey, as long as we're going out on tour, we'll swing by Lexington. What is it that draws those top acts, and you've had some really interesting acts there over the years. What is it that draws them to that venue?
Yes, so here at the Lexington Village Theater, we really try to focus on hospitality and being that intimate venue, something that almost gets the larger artists away from their typical grind of going to, you know, perhaps bigger amphitheaters or concert venues where it's just another show to them. You know, a lot of the times these larger acts will come in and they'll just be, you know, loud and blown away. They're like, wow, this is a beautiful venue. And it's something that's intimate and cool. And it's almost like they might remember ours a little bit more than a typical venue, I would say.
Well, and I've talked to artists that have performed there that have said just that they love coming back to Lexington because it is such a beautiful venue and the audiences are so great.
Yes, and we really also try to, you know, point to that fact of Lexington being the first resort north, and we always tell the artists, you know, we're 90 miles north of Detroit, so we'll get a lot of that draw from the city, too, these people who want to get away. Rather than drive in towards the city for a concert venue, they are driving out to Lexington to kind of have a night on the town in a small, beautiful town like Lexington.
It's such a unique facility because you look at it and you say, well, what did this used to be? And I love hearing people say, oh, this is the old library or this is the old schoolhouse or this used to be a factory. It's none of that. I mean, it was built just within the last 20 years, right?
You're correct. It was built in 1996, and I absolutely love giving tours to people who have never seen it before because you nailed it on the head there. Everybody says, wow, was this a warehouse or was this a factory? And I said, no, it was built to be an entertainment venue. They just used reclaimed brick from cities like Detroit and Chicago and gave it that old-timey feel, but it truly has some beautiful architecture to it, and it's still pretty young. It's 23 years old.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great venue. And it also, by the way, part of a larger complex that also includes the Sweetwater Deli, the Village Pub. I mean, those are really popular spots there in town, aren't they?
They are, yes. So our entire complex, we've named the Village Square, and inside of that Village Square, like you just mentioned, includes the Lexington Village Theater, Village Pub, and then Sweetwater Gourmet Deli and Bar, as well as a new development that we're working on the second floor of that complex, which includes some beautiful vacation rentals and lodging suites. So that's all tied in together under one owner, all in that complex.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that new development, the suites, the vacation rentals that you have up above.
Certainly, yeah. So it's another thing that not a lot of people knew about. There has actually been three individual suites up there that have been built quite a few years ago and had never really been advertised, because we would use the rooms for the artists who would come, and we still do. So, and going back to your previous question, that is actually another one of the major perks that we use to draw in some of the names, is we don't have to give them hotel rooms or send them somewhere else. We allow them to stay right there on site, where we have the food for them to eat, the lodging for them to stay, and they do not have to travel anywhere. So, and they're beautiful. They're much better than, you know, hotel rooms for them. So, but now we wanted to just try to capitalize on the space that we have upstairs, and are going to be renting them out to vacation renters, either on a nightly, weekly, or even monthly basis. And there's three specific suites that you can pick from, being the Grand Suite, which is the largest of the three. It's almost 6,000 square feet, actually, and can be used for larger events like Christmas parties and corporate events. We've done wedding receptions up there and whatnot. And then we have two other suites that are more geared towards just spending the night. So we have a captain suite and then a village suite that comes along with it.
That's fantastic. And those are available soon or now?
Yes, I actually have built a website for it, and that should be published here shortly, as well as they are currently on VRBO, if anybody uses that, similar to Airbnb. It has some rentals already throughout the year. It was just more along the lines of word of mouth from me telling people, and I've had lots of inquiries about it. Unfortunately, with the pandemic, some of them had been canceled, so I do have quite a few availabilities. If anybody is interested, they can simply call us at the theater, and I'd be more than happy to explain to them what all we have available.
That's fantastic. Talking with Colin Westbrook about the Lexington Village Theater and the Village Square, all the properties there. Do you have anything on the schedule right now in terms of performances, or is it just a blank slate waiting to be filled up at this point?
Well, we definitely took it one show at a time. So, unfortunately, obviously, everything that we had in March and April and May was a wash. Everything that I had in June has been rescheduled, and now I'm about halfway through July, just holding on by a thread to the ones later in 2020 to see what might be allowed and what might not be. But the good thing, and what I hope our patrons understand, is our policy has been that if a show got canceled, or I'm sorry, if a show was not allowed to happen, we did not cancel any of them so far. They have all been rescheduled either to later in this year or in 2021. So if anybody had tickets to those shows, they still have the exact same tickets and exact same seats for the new date, or if they were unable to attend, they could get a refund in full for those. So we're just hoping that all of our shows can still happen, just at a later time.
Well, you have attracted some great acts there over the years. I've seen some of the shows there. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, some really top names, and you kind of stop and say, in Lexington, Michigan? Well, yeah, you've got a great venue there. What are some of the names that people recognize that have performed at the Lexington Village Theater?
Yeah, so in the 6 years that I've been with the theater, some of the bigger names that have rolled through have been, and repeats as well, someone like Ted Nugent, who has been there a handful of times, actors such as Kevin Bacon, who actually has a band with his brother. Another actor, Jeff Daniels, has a band with his younger son, so they have both been here. We've had Lone Star there multiple times for the country music fans. We've done Colt Ford. Uncle Cracker was a new one for us last year, and that was a big hit. We've had Blue Oyster Cult there. And then a little bit before my time, they had some other great names. Gordon Lightfoot was there, Eddie Money, and yeah, many more, too. And
yeah.
Outside of that, we try to sprinkle in some other great events for people who might not be as keen into live music. So we'll do some comedians and magicians and other variety acts to kind of cater to everyone's needs.
Yeah, it is a fun place to see a show, and just such a great venue, and especially to see an act like Lone Star, for example. Maybe you've seen Lone Star perform like a big electric set on a big stage somewhere. To see them unplug and go acoustic in such an intimate setting, it's so much fun.
It really is. And another thing that I think the artists like is that ability to unplug and do a little bit something different and really connect with the audience as well. I mean, I always tell people, not even as a sales pitch, but just that there is not a bad seat in our theater at all. So, you know, you might be in the physical last row of the theater and still be so close and be able to, you know, connect a little bit more with those bigger artists.
Like they say, not a bad seat in the house. It's quite a place, and we just can't wait for things to get back to normal and back to open, and we'll come see a show sometime, hopefully real soon, in Lexington at the Lexington Village Theater. Colin, a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
No problem. It was a pleasure as well. Thank you, sir.
Take care. Bye-bye.